Hello, it's Richard Lannan. We're back on the air, and you're listening to Set for Success, where we seek to help you be more successful in your business and your life. But I have to admit something to you. You know, we did a different show before, and the show was called The Spar, but we've changed up the name, so Set for Success. Now, if you know anything about me, if you've followed me at all, you know that over the last 10, 11, 12 years, my branding has been Set for Success. It is really about helping people be successful in their business and their life. If you want to know more about me, check me out, Richard Lannan at setforsuccess.ca. There are all sorts of information on my website, articles, my blog, videos, anything you want to actually check out. Now, today, we're going to have two guests on the show, and Adam Gerhard. And Adam is a vice president with Rana Respiratory Care, and Chad Basham, and he is a VP with Direct Focus Marketing Communications. But first, the Set for Success thoughts. When you look at your life, your work, have you ever thought, how do I manage everything? I think most people do, whether it's a sense of being overwhelmed or underwhelmed, you know, being bored, or things are just maybe right. I guess it's all about balance, maybe a sense of balance. And what do business people or people in general do to stay balanced in your life? Well, what do you do to stay balanced in your life? I know I believe in balance wheels, and this is something I got into probably when I was around 40 years of age, and I think we all need to know a little bit about that. Now, any good balance wheel starts off with the idea that we all have beliefs and values and things that we actually really anchor our life in. But most good balance wheels have something to do with our business lives, our personal lives, our relationships, and also have something to do with us personally. Now, business can always be broken down into three things: community, company, and customer. And so what do you do to serve those three things in your business? But how about your relationships? Your significant other, your family, your friends, they're all part of your relationships. But how about you as a person? Maybe you might call that your mind, your body, and your spirit, and whatever you believe in around there. Maybe you've thought about this and maybe you have not. So my Set for Success question for you is, what do you do to keep your life in balance? What are the things that you take into consideration? Now, here with me today are two guests, and Adam Gerhard and also Chad Basham, and welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks, Richard.
Yeah. So, you know, I always like to start the show off with getting a little bit to know a little bit about the guests and everything. And so why don't we start off with Adam? Adam, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I work for Rana Respiratory Care Group, so I have responsibility for things like human resources and IT and our supply chain. I have two little kids, a three-year-old and a five-year-old, who keep me very busy at home. I'm a cross-country ski coach. I'm actively involved in our church, the United Church of Canada, and do a bunch of work with them on local and national things. And in a week, I'm heading off to Newfoundland to be part of the Canadian Governor General's Leadership Conference.
Oh, right on. Newfoundland, eh?
Yes.
You know where I was born?
I don't know where you were born.
I was born in Placentia, Newfoundland.
Nice.
I am pure bred. I am pure blood, oh, Newfoundlander.
I'll take some notes for it when we're done.
Yeah, I'll be interesting.
My adventures there.
I'll be interested to hear about your stories and things like this. Now, you mentioned that obviously you're involved in all sorts of things in terms of Rana. Sorry, what was the name of the company again?
Rana Respiratory Care Group.
Rana Respiratory Care Group. Yeah. And you're vice president there. And what are some of the key things that you guys are maybe working on right now that relates to maybe staying balanced or improving your organization?
We're doing a lot of stuff around people development. It's a big initiative for us. So our people is really what makes us tick. They're the ones that serve our clients, that see our patients on a day-to-day basis. So making sure that they have the training they need, they have the information they need to do a great job every day. And so that's a real key focus for us.
The real key focus. Now, with Rana Respiratory Care Group, yes, I can get the name correct. What exactly do you guys do?
We're a home healthcare company, so we're based in Manitoba. We have offices across Western Canada. We do sleep apnea therapy, so people that are having trouble sleeping, they can call us up and we can help them out. And we also do home oxygen therapy, which is people that need supplementary oxygen at night or during the day. Usually the guys in the Rana van will come by and help you out. We also do therapy for people with asthma and COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. We have programs for that.
A lot of programs around the whole health industry and that too.
Yep.
Your organization, you mentioned that you're based here in Manitoba.
Yep.
Okay, but you have offices in different locations across the country?
Yeah, we're in Manitoba. We're just expanding into Saskatchewan big way now, and we're in Alberta.
Okay.
But our head office is in Morton.
Your head office in Morden.
You
betcha. So how did you end up with a head office in Morden?
That's where the founder was from, and he sort of started up the business there, and a lot of the business sort of grew out of there. It's still where our major sort of our finance department is and a bunch of stuff. We have some corporate offices in Winnipeg, too, and offices in Brandon and across the Western Canada, but we still call Morden home.
Call Morden home. You know, I love Manitoba success stories, Manitoba business success stories, and I guess we could say that Rana is a homegrown success story.
Absolutely, yeah. We've been here for 25 years, more than 25 years now.
More than 25 years now.
Yeah.
You mentioned, it sounds like there's a lot going on in your life and everything. You mentioned being involved in some extracurricular activities. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so I'm a ski coach, so that's a lot of that's come out of having little kids that are just starting to get into activities, so figuring out how to be involved with them. So part of that is you do the activities with them, so coaching and stuff like that. Some of the activities are more for me or my professional development. So the conference that I'm going to, it's a 2-week thing, and so my wife is sort of taking the reins while I'm gone, and that's part of I guess the balance is having a very supportive home life and very supportive team that can let me go on things like this, and she goes on some stuff too.
Yeah, what do you hope to accomplish down in Newfoundland?
It's a conference around leadership, and so we get to travel all over Newfoundland. At least that's where our study tour is. There's study tours that go across the country doing this. There's 250 people coming to the conference, and then we spread across the country. And so we're going to be talking with leaders, and we're going to be talking with innovators. For us, it's all over Newfoundland, and then we get back together in Ottawa and share our stories with the Governor General and tell him what we learned, and so it should be an awesome experience.
And this is all for the healthcare industry.
This is it's public sector, it's private sector, it's unions, it's a bunch of people. So it's a whole broad mix of people of perspectives that come together for the tour, and then of course what you see on the tour. So.
Oh, sorry, I'm just really interested in this. So I realize I'm going a little bit further with the questioning on this. But what was the name of that organization again?
It's the Governor General's Canadian Leadership Conference.
So Governor General's Canadian Leadership Conference, and
yep.
You're actually part of that.
Yeah,
that's actually great.
Go online and see it. It's a pretty awesome thing.
Pretty awesome thing. It's Richard Land here. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with both Adam and Chad. What it takes to be successful in your business and your life. So it's Richard Lannan. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan, and we're back for Set for Success, a show that we talk about business and life and what it takes to be successful. And today I'm interviewing both Adam Gerhard of Rana Respiratory Care Organization, Chad Beauchamp, the Vice President of Direct Focus Marketing Communications. Chad, I have to apologize. I keep thinking I'm messing up your name, so I just need to double check. How well am I doing?
You're doing, I'll give you about an 8 out of 10.
You're being very kind,
yeah.
Because I know every time I say your last name, you smile at me or at least poke at me or something.
Yeah, no, it's all good. It's Beauchamp. It's
Beauchamp.
Pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You should make sure that you just sort of correct me along the way, and then we'll be good, and I'll just forever, ever apologize.
I'm easy.
Beauchamp.
I'm easy.
Chad, you and I met a few years ago, I think, during a training program, a strategic planning training program, and I got to know you a little bit in terms of your business.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit at that time. I'm fascinated to know a bit about what you do, because when I sit down and talk to you, it sounds like you're like everywhere, you know, and so is that a good way to put it? So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, so I guess a little bit everywhere, I guess, yeah. So I'm Vice President of Operations for a company called Direct Focus Marketing Communications. So with that, I guess it's an operational title, but I'm spread out, I guess, throughout the business. I work on new business development. I'm engaged with clients on some of the relationship management pieces for clients. I focus a lot on the work as well. So I'm a former graphic designer. That's sort of how I grew up. So I end up engaged in a lot of creative projects, branding projects, onboarding of new client business, managing the facilities, so on and so on and so on. So I'm kind of a bit of a jack of all trades, which I really wouldn't have in any other way, to be honest. So it keeps me on my toes on a daily basis. So.
A little bit more natural to who you are as personality-wise.
Yeah,
and everything,
yeah.
Too.
Like the structure of having, sort of a 9-to-5 set type of gig just doesn't really doesn't really appeal to
work
me,
with
so.
You. I mean, you're more in a consulting style organization too, right? So, I mean, that well, yeah. It is exactly what it
well,
is.
We
right?
do a split between fee for service, which yeah. can be consulting, it can be creative services, it can be you know IT and project management, and then we also do a fair amount of procurement and purchasing and things like that for our clients as well.
As an organization, now are you head officed in Winnipeg, Manitoba, or are you head off, like where are you guys located?
Head office is just off. Pacific Avenue, or on Pacific Avenue, just off two blocks north of the Red River campus downtown.
Okay.
So we have 100 people out of that space. And then we have space in Toronto, Portland, Oregon, and we are very closely looking at the Calgary space right now.
We're looking at Calgary, too. So you guys are nice. Well, I am so lucky today on this show with Adam, right, and with Chad, I have two successful Manitoba companies. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I hope so, yeah.
So Chad, I mean, one of the things I always like to do is try to find out a little bit of stuff. We want to know the skivvy on Chad. We want to know a little bit about your personal life. Yeah, tell us a little bit about you as a person.
Adam and I have a lot in common. I have two children as well. I have a 3.5-year-old that keeps me incredibly busy, and a 4.5-month-old, which... He's fresh, so it adds a whole new challenge with two kids and one being quite young. So that's been pretty cool.
So your house is basically sleep deprived.
It's like a bomb went off most of the time. So we walk around half awake and tripping on things and things like that. So,
yeah.
But I have a fantastic wife at home that's on maternity leave right now and just is amazing from a support perspective on keeping things. Somewhat buttoned down.
I guess one of the themes I started off with the day of the show was, you know, a little bit about balance and what you actually do to be balanced in your lives. And what kind of things, you know, outside of your work and your family life, what kind of things do you like to get engaged in?
You know what? Work and family life is
pretty much it.
It's
yeah.
the core of it right now. you know, I've been doing a little bit of work with United Way. They have their 50th anniversary is on right now. So I'm sort of helping out on a few aspects there, which has kind of kept me engaged, you know, outside of traditional work avenues. But work is it's incredibly engaging right now. So we've got a lot of things on the go. And like I said, it's pretty diverse. So. As far as new challenges and new opportunities and keeping myself excited about it, it's kind of taken a ton of my energy.
No doubt about it. One of the things that, you know, the way I look at it, and I have to must say, I appreciate that both of you are family men, and I'm a little further along, and boy, I like the space I'm in right now. But I understand completely. Sorry, if you're listening, I have my kids are a little older, and so it makes a little bit life. It changes a bit as you go along, you know. It does indeed. You said you really like the challenge of your work, and that I think that's a great statement to make because often you know one of the keys to success or anything you do is that sense of challenge. So, what is it about your work that you find just so rewarding? That's the challenge for you.
You know, obviously, there's the typical answers is the people, right? There's some great people. We've focused a ton on people over the last few years. It's pretty much driven everything that we've done recently, but it just challenge-wise, it's continually functioning outside of your comfort zone. You know, working into new areas and new spaces. We opened a warehouse and distribution facility about 2 years ago now.
Okay,
not something that I had a ton of experience with. So you know, we were out in Toronto, we're looking at spaces and dealing with commercial real estate agents and signing contracts and doing all the legal pieces that come with that and hiring people and setting up all the infrastructure and things like that. So for me, that was a bit of a new exploratory
sort of like
area.
A corporate service type area in the sense of trying to identify space and leaseholds and stuff. That's probably what you're talking
about,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? And then hiring people abroad or not really abroad, but in another market and trying to figure out all the logistics that go into sort of new service types and things like that. So it's I'd find on a day-to-day basis there's just the way we're growing and the diversity of our business, there's always new things that you've never quite explored, and there's lots of resources in the province and lots of great, you know, legal help and accounting help and consultants and things like that to sort of jump in to shore things up. But the diversity of what we're doing pretty much keeps me on my toes.
Keeps you on the toes and everything.
Yeah,
you know, that's actually quite good, you know, the diversity in terms of that too. And that it's Richard Lannan, and we're talking both to a gentleman by the name of Chad from Direct Focus Marketing. Did I get the right name right? Yes.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Also Adam from Rana Respiratory Care Group. I'm just checking my notes. And I actually do invite you to Google these organizations, and we'll pop up the websites in a little bit later, but Google them and just check out a little bit of information. Both two successful Manitoba organizations, both head office in, one head office in Winnipeg, one head office in, Adam?
Morton,
Manitoba.
I love that.
But it's a great story. Yeah. It's Richard Lannan. You're listening to Set for Success, and we'll be right back. It's Richard Lannan here for Set for Success in your business and your life. You know, being successful is about finding a winning approach to help you set and achieve your goals, your business goals or your life goals. But most people have challenges. We have challenges in our business. We have challenges in our lives. It's just part of the way things are. Maybe there are many peaks, valleys, and detours along the road to our success. And sometimes we might find ourselves stuck, or we might lose focus and need to establish direction. What we do find is that people need to work together, unravel complex issues, make better business decisions, and establish a common direction. Maybe it's about having a roadmap to your success, your business success, your success overall. That is what being set for success is all about. You take a structured approach, engage your people, and transform your business to greater success. And I guess in a way, you grow your business and you grow your life. You set yourself for success. When we return, we'll continue our discussion with Adam Gerhard, a Vice President of Business Solutions and People Development at Rana Respiratory Care Group, and Chad Beauchamp, Vice President of Operations of Direct Focus Marketing Communications. We'll also do the 1-2-3 Set for Success tips, the business champion tips, the things you must do in your business to be successful. This is Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan. We're back on the air, and you're listening to Set for Success. And my guests today are Adam Gerhard, Vice President of Business Solutions and People Development for Rana Respiratory Care Group, and Chad Beauchamp. He is Vice President of Operations for Direct Focus Marketing Communications. And as we've been during the break, we were just chatting a little bit about organizations and things. We thought we'd have a little bit of an open dialogue and see where things are actually in their organizations today. So, you know, one of the openings that we did was all of the whole idea about balance and balance in your life between your business and your relationships and yourself personally. And you know, what kind of things are you further engaged in to sort of make that happen? Maybe your organizations, and what can we dig a little bit deeper in terms of the things that you're trying to do within your organizations and yourselves personally?
Yeah,
go for it, Chad. Yeah, Adam, either one's up.
The people side is kind of, you know, sort of the parts we were talking about.
But yes,
you know, I'd mentioned a focus on people and you know, in your space, Adam, where you manage people, and that's like, I'm assuming part of what your day is all about. So
yep, absolutely.
So some of that balance, I think, is it's also heavily people based.
It's very healthy people based
with great people.
Yep. Yeah, I think, and our focus at Rana certainly is about great people, and we're finding, especially, we hire a lot of younger folks, a lot of the millennials, and they have different ideas around what balance is, and they aren't up for working 80 hours a week, and they want balance, they want engagement, and so designing work for that is interesting.
It's real interesting. Mm-hmm. First of all, let's define what millennium is first, just for our listeners, just in case somebody does not know what it is. So what's a millennium?
A millennial is... I don't know the exact definition. You shouldn't have made me make up. I should have wrote that down beforehand. But
it's okay to make it up. We'll make it up right now.
Yeah, I'll make it up right now. This is Adam's definition of millennials.
Yeah,
it's the younger people who are entering the workforce right now. So they're sort of recently out of school, recently out of their job, and are just entering the market.
Yeah, I think I have one of those, and his name is Matt, if you're listening. And he's 26, so he would fall into that millennium side of the equation. Yeah. So it's sort of that millennium, I think, we're born in that sort of late 1980s, 88 type range, up to just shy to... prior to 2000. How are we doing on our definition here? Chad,
yeah,
can you step in?
I think we should probably Google it. But yeah, like, you know, I'd say some of these folks, I mean, they're all about sort of that balance in life. They're highly connected people. You know, they're used to just different atmospheres. They've grown up in a different space, right?
They have, actually. You know, and it's interesting you would say that. I was having a coffee just a week ago or so with my son, so I hope you don't mind me using a personal story. But I was sitting down talking to him and his girlfriend, and we were talking about careers and life and everything along those lines. And they both sat there and said, you know, basically, I just want to go to work and then go home. You know, that was their statement. And I'm a little bit older, and so I'm sitting there going, What do you mean? I don't understand.
I think it's I mean, it's like any group. I mean, we can put them all in a bucket, but they're all, you know, individuals and unique with how they sort of approach
sure,
their days.
Sure,
right?
different you know. Ones. So what is RANA doing to, if this is an okay issue to talk about, so what are you guys doing to actually manage the millenniums or lead the millenniums? Maybe that's a better word.
Yeah. A lot of it, I think, is around designing work and creating work that has meaning for people. And this would be for any demographic, but particularly important for that demographic. They don't put up with not having meaning, right? So they want to come to work and have something that they're passionate about. And so a lot of the values of the organization speaks to how we care for our clients, and it's things that people can get behind and really live out. And we often have our staff, and this is true of all of our staff. If we start to stray at all, they'll call us right back and say, that's not what we do at RANA. And so, which is great. And so they own and really live out those values.
That's actually quite interesting because not many organizations, like traditional organizations, would be comfortable in having their staff call out the leadership of the organization for not following the values that you say you're actually worth. That's amazing.
That
go
would
ahead.
Be unfortunate.
Well, and we do follow the values, but if they think that something we're doing is not, they call us on that and they say, how is this living out our values? And often we can explain real good reasons what we're doing, but it's great that they own that, right? And they really feel passion around that. So they won't do things where they feel that it's putting the client at risk, which is great because we don't want that. Yeah. And they won't do things that are straying from what we want to do as an organization.
Yeah. How about you, Chad? What's happening in your neck of the woods?
Yeah. No, I think as far as the culture of the business, I think we're pretty well positioned for all the folks really that work with us, whether they're younger or older or whatever it might be. But we have things in place like flex time. So
yeah.
You know, we're less concerned that somebody punches a clock, although our fee side of the work does, they do have timesheets and things like that, but they can kind of come and go throughout the day as they need to. And what we're mostly focused on is delivering for our clients and getting the work done. Now, if that happens between 9 and 10 at night and somebody, you know, is out at a you know, one of their kids' sort of events during the day or whatever that might be, I think that's, it's important to be able to mix those things up, right? So I think people appreciate it, and when they have that flexibility, they're more apt to want to be at work, and we're finding that more and more.
It's more, you know, I find that quite interesting because I understand that because I started my career in the consulting field when I was 27, mm-hmm. and so I've always been with consulting organizations in some shape or form, and I do find that even when my kids were younger, that, you know, I had that flexibility that a lot of times the people I reported to didn't care if I was there between 11 and 3. They just cared about the result, the outcome,
absolutely.
Right? And so if I did it from 1 a.m., which I've done that before, until 5 a.m. or 6 or 7 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, those happen.
And it happens. You know, so the culture does play a lot in terms of how you balance things out and everything, too.
Yeah, you know? I think it's thinking about work as you know, a place you have to be, you know what I mean? Like, let's not think about it that way. Let's go and let's be passionate about the work we're doing. Let's be engaged in it.
Okay.
Let's get excited. And like I said, we're finding now where, you know, our folks will have, you know, little mini parties after work on a Friday and, you know, there'll be a few drinks involved or whatever it might be. And, you know, the office dog's kind of wandering around. And so trying to create that environment that that just inspires people to engage one another. It's almost like a work family as opposed to, you know, this place that you have to go and, you know, it's just a drag. And
to be at work every day.
And
you guys are growing. Some people are listening get your resume out here.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
I shouldn't say that. Whoops.
No, we're always looking for people. So, like I said, it's been a focus. So.
Your email box has just gotten bigger.
Yeah, that's an ongoing thing. So
that's
I appreciate
all good.
The contribution.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome indeed. Yeah, I think it's always interesting what you do in terms of keeping that balance in the organization, whether it's a millennium group or whether it's the Generation X or whether it's actually the baby boomers. You know, I think those are the three big generations in the workforce right now.
Yeah.
It's Richard Lannan. You're listening to Set for Success, and we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to do the 1, 2, 3 Set for Success tips, the things you must do in your business to be successful. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan. We're back with Set for Success, and our guests, Adam Gerhard and Chad Beauchamp. And please tell me I got your name right.
No, you got it. You're practiced up.
So I'm practiced up. Yeah. I still don't believe you, but that's okay.
No, you're doing it.
I'm doing really well. Yeah. And one of the things we want to do right now is we want to do the 1, 2, 3 set for success business champion tips, the things you must do in your business. We're just going to sort of vary back and forth and see what these two business champions have for us, have to say today. These young guys have done very well in their careers and are business professional, successful people. So, yeah, I know I
that
set that up.
That sounds super impressive.
I'm
with you. I like to meet us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, look at your superhero costumes.
It's true. I'm dressed for the
yeah, they're all there, too, right? You're dressed for success, and away you go. So, Adam, give me one of your tips.
I think one of the big tips is focus, and this is one of the ones that I sometimes have trouble with. There's lots that you want to do in an organization. There's tons of stuff. It's about juggling the balls, right? You gotta pick a few and focus on that. And if you can focus on something, you're more likely to get to success on it.
And, you know, it's interesting the thing you would say about focus, because I always like to think in terms of high-value activity and low-value activity.
Yep.
So it sounds to me like you're talking about those high-value activity things and identifying what those are.
Yeah, especially as a senior leader, you gotta pick where you're really adding value. Your overhead to the organization, you need to be adding value with what you do.
On a regular basis, yeah. And since you're getting a paycheck, away it goes. I guess even if you're self-employed, though, adding value is extremely important, too.
Absolutely. Where's the key? You got to add value.
I think I hope I said adding value, not hiding value.
I might have messed up there. Be hiding value.
Basically, adding it on. Chad, what's one of your tips?
I hate to sound like a broken record, but surrounding yourself with some really great people.
Yeah.
You know, the better the people are that are working around you, the higher standards you sort of have to hold yourself, right? So when you're accountable to really great people, it's a lot more difficult than sort of holding yourself accountable to folks that maybe aren't the best fit. So so the more you can sort of push yourself up with doing that, I think that's incredibly important, and just the way things further themselves when you have that team. It's
what fantastic. Are your thoughts on that, Adam?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the I want to put that down as one of mine now too.
Yeah,
having a team around you can't know it all. You can't do it all. You got to have a team around you that brings the skills and experience that either you lack or that you can build off of, and that can keep you accountable. I kind of like that.
It is a challenge, you know. Being a small business owner, one of the things you always run into is resource issues. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just so much you want to do, and you always have to be aware of trying to getting the best people around you to help you do the things you need to do to be successful. And so, I don't whether you're a solopreneur or a company that has a dozen people or a company that has 100 people. I think it always comes down to having really great resources at your fingertips.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're all in agreement there, right?
Yeah, that's a no-brainer, I think.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think it's personal and professional, too. You know what I mean? Like having strong family and friends. Like I said, a great wife that understands what you're doing and what your goals are and all that great stuff is a huge help. The kids can be a little bit crazy at times.
So marry for
but,
success.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
there is a little bit of that. I mean, it is a team. I got my MBA a little while ago, and when I got it home, my wife took it and looked at it and said, "Where's my name?" She really earned that with me, right? The only reason I could go and do that work and spend the time doing the education and stuff is because she was taking care of the kids and taking care of the house. And
I couldn't agree more. I mean, we myself and my wife, when she finished her education degree, we moved to England for a year and a half, and
I quit
work and went and did a master's degree, and she worked the entire time and let me focus. So I would second that. It's super important. It's given tons of flexibility to my work life.
You know, that's funny you would say that, because now we're in the sort of spousal side of the equation. We're talking about business success, but life success too.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, you know, followed me all over the place. I mean, I've lived in all sorts of cities and done all sorts of things, and she's been really good about it. But at one point in her life, she came back and said, "Okay, you know, you've had your fun.
My turn.
We're living in Winnipeg.
Yeah,
it's reciprocal. You gotta be."
And so now we live in Winnipeg. So I totally get that. So let's go for a third tip and see where we land here. Adam, why don't you give us a third one and see what we're up to here?
I would say passion. I think you got to do what you're passionate about. If you're not doing what you're passionate about, you're just not going to get as far. You got to love what you do. You got to really believe in what you do.
No, there we go. That's it. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I would agree completely. We're getting along just great here. If you know, some people focus on money, some people focus on, you know, the benefits or the results, as opposed to really focusing on the thing that they love to do. And how could you not be successful if what you're doing is part of your passion, you know?
Yeah, I've often thought it's almost like swimming up river versus swimming with the
absolutely.
River, right?
Yeah,
you know, it's
absolutely.
A very different experience. I don't know about yourselves when you were kids, if you ever did any river jumping or anything along that lines, but just, you're looking at me with blank.
River jumping, I think that's a thing.
Jumping
in the rivers and sliding down the rocks and then trying to swim back up or swimming against the tide. I mean, maybe those are the things I'm trying to equate it to.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Go with the flow, man.
Go with the flow.
It's all
good. We talked
like
a little bit about work-life balance,
yes.
And that sort of the opposition there. I just think it's that's an impossible thing to try and balance. So the more you love what you do and you work it into your life, I think that's probably the way to go. And you can get rid of that opposition and just focus on life and living a balanced life, whether it's work, or kids, or yard work, or you know whatever other things you get into. You get rid of the opposition.
Yeah, and I think that's probably in terms of just because we've been sort of talking a little bit more about balance in terms of that and just the business, the relationships, and yourself personally, and sort of identifying those things and how you make that work. And at different points in time in your life, it does vary. So these are really good tips for people. I mean, first of all, focus on really high-value activities, and right? Those are one thing.
Yeah,
surround yourself around with great people. And what was the third one?
Have passion.
Have passion for what you do. So those are the three set for success business tips for today. Now, if you want to know more about these organizations, I mean, you can always check them out on the internet. And Adam, what's the website? Name and website of your organization.
Rana Respiratory Care Group. Our website is ranacaregroup.com, R-A-N-A. caregroup.com.
Okay, and Chad, yourself, what's the name of the organization, the website?
You know, we're on the Google, so you can go to the website, directfocus.com. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook page, all that.
All of those fun things, all the things we need to do. You know, I got a couple of, one more question, Adam. I'm going to throw it over to you. If there was one thought, one final message or idea that you'd like to share with our listeners, what would that be?
I think I'm going to go back to the people thing. We've been talking about that a lot. I think the people that you've got in your organization, you got to treat them well. You have to respect their ideas, and you have to give them achievable goals and meaningful work, and that's where all the magic happens.
Yep. It's you're listening to Richard Landon for Set for Success, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Well, it's Richard Landon back for Set for Success, and today we've been interviewing two professionals, two business leaders, one Adam Gerhard of Rana Respiratory Care Group and Chad Bouchon, Director or Vice President of Operations, Direct Focus Marketing Communications. And we've talked a lot about what it takes to be successful in your business. And before the break, Adam shared his sort of final point, and so I'm going to throw it over to Chad right now. Chad, if you had one final message that you could share with our listeners, what would that be?
I would say get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Most of my fun in work and in life has come from doing things that are a little bit outside my comfort zone. So I think, I found tons of value just exploring the fringes of what you find sort of conventional or comfortable in life. So yeah, get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's such a great statement.
I'm gonna write that one down. That's awesome.
Thanks, Adam. I think we should too. Okay, it's Richard Landon here for Set for Success, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. And you make it a great day.